I think last time we got up to the Yudgim HaLikarim, which we learned a little bit, so maybe we'll pick up with the paragraphs after the Yudgim HaLikarim here. A couple of paragraphs right after the Yudgim HaLikarim. V'chashe yiyu b'yad ha'odam kol eila ha'yesodos ve'emunasa l'chona b'hem הרי הוא נכנס בכל ישראל, וחייבים לאהבה ולוחס עליו, וכל מה שציוונו השם על האהבה והאחווה זה עם זה. ואפילו עושה כל שהוא יוכל מן העבירוס, מחמס הטייבה והסגבוס הטבע הגבוה, הרי הוא נענש כפי גודל חטא ויש לו חלק, והוא מפושע ישראל. ואם נשרוף את האדם יסוד מאלה היסוד, עכשיו יוצא מן הכלל וכופר ועיקר, וניקר מין והביקורס וקוצץ ונטיאס וחיוב לסנוס ולעובדו, ועולף ועומר הלא מסנך השם אסנו. I don't remember if we discussed this yet. But the Rambam says here that on one level, the Shem Yisrael depends upon the person being a Ma'amin. Kashi Yubiyada Odom Kal Eli Yasadas Ramnas Nachonaban Hareu Nechnas Bachal Yisrael. And the mitzvahs ben odom lechavero relate to him as well. So, how does the Rambam know that? And more, the better question is why is it relevant in this context? It's not so surprising, and that, you know, the first question is not so troubling. It's not so surprising, but why is it relevant over here? It's not Hilchos Ben Odom L'Chaveru here. It seems to be germane to the sugya that the Rambam is presenting to us. So it's clear. I think the Tiferes Yisrael points this out already. The Mishnah on which the Rambam is commenting, the wording of the Mishnah is very strange. The Mishnah says Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, and then Tokei Deidibur Ve'Elu She'en Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. Almost as if the Mishnah is, you know, sort of retracting, you know, since talking to Div Kadib, they're still allowed to retract. So the Mishnah is retracting. Well, it's not exactly Kaisai Yeshua Chalak Mamba. So it's clear that the Rambam, Lon Pshat, that what the Mishnah means is that those who then the Apikores, the Kofib Tchias HaMesim, Kofib HaTorah, they're not Israel. And that's what I'm going to tell. It's in the Mishnah. It's not sort of some idea from elsewhere that the Rambam is juxtaposing. No, but that's Gufa in the Mishnah. That's what it means. Kaisa Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Ve'elu She'en Lahem Chelek Olam Haba is not modifying. It's not adding a caveat to that. No, it's teaching that, again, that on one level, that they're not Yisrael. But then the question still remains, so why did the Mishnah tell us that then in this context? Mishnah tells us that the dinim of, so it's just sort of derech agadik. It's that's einoch nami. We understand where the Rambam gets it from, that the Mishnah is phrased in such a way that the Mishnah is indicating that. But then the question gufa becomes on the Mishnah, since in the Mishnah, what's the significance of the fact that the Mishnah in the context of telling us yesh lam chelgolam va ein lam chelgolam haba says it in a way that will indicate this din of the mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. You hear the question of Rav Yossi? Let me see if I can say it a little bit more clearly. One second. Try it this way. I think when you learn these few lines here in the Rambam, so we're a little bit surprised. Surprised that we weren't anticipating a discussion of the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, and when the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is or isn't nahagas. Even the Hagdorah. So the answer is, we see where the Rambam got it from, right? Because the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah expresses those she'en lehem chelek olam haba is by saying that as a result of their heretical beliefs is Einam Yisrael. Is Einam Yisrael. But let's understand the significance of the fact that the Mishnah says it that way. So it's like this. The Rambam here another 10 lines or so, when he comments on Mishnah Beis, he says that the Mishnah mentions that Bilam is in the Chelek Olam Haba, that his care is Bilam afal pi she'enu Yisrael ki chasidei umos olam yesh lam chelek olam haba. And therefore, it's a chiddush that Bilam didn't qualify. The ficha chodiyana she Bilam may rishay umos olam. Rambam has this in. He has it in the Yad as well, both in Hilchos Tshuva as well as in Hilchos Malachim. It's more about Arichos than Hilchos Malachim. The end of Parak Ches. Kol mekabel sheva mitzvah zunizah la'asosan, harezer mechasidu umos ha'olam, yesh lechalag olam hava. Again, kol ha'mekabel sheva mitzvos v'nizhar la'asosan, harei zeh mechasid umos ha'olam v'yesh lechelek olam haba. But there's a difference between the track of umos ha'olam t'chai olam haba and the track of Yisrael. By the umos olam, so the Rambam says, on the one hand, they only have seven mitzvahs. But on the other hand, they have to be nizar in all seven to have a chelek olam haba. Let's say you imagine you had a someone from Umos HaOlam who was a mumar of the Teyavon Chveis for Eber Menachai. He earns his living as a Gazan, but otherwise he's six out of the seven he's on board for. So it seems pretty clear. It's ain't the chelak olam haba, right? Kol mekabel sheva mitzvos v'nizal asosan is yesh the abeze mechasidu masal v'yesh the chelak olam haba. By contrast, a Yisrael that's what the Rambam just told us, who's, let's say he's a mumah the teyava on Eved Menachah, he's a mumah the teyava on I don't know, he earns his living as a ganav for a gazlan. So it's not a good idea, and humnan ashkefi godol cheto, but yesh l'chelak olam haba. Is yesh l'chelak olam haba. So it's a different track, it's a different standard. And the Pashto says, that's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says, Koyso yesh l'chelak olam haba, what the Mishnah means is that B'toras Yisrael, that a person, that kol echad ve'echad yitanu, B'toras Yisrael, again, as long as he doesn't mess things up, is yesh l'chelak olam haba. It means, as a Yisrael, he has that. That's also why Chazal Lechavi used a different term when they talk about Umos HaOlam. So why don't they say Tzadike Umos HaOlam? Why the term Chassid Umos HaOlam? Because the term Tzadik is used for, let's say, the Rambam says at the beginning of Paragim for Chaschuvah, if a person is Rubo Zechuyos and Mir Averos, so he's a Tzadik. The different term of Chassid Umos HaOlam reflects that it's a different, standard, it's a different track, it's a different standard. That's the answer to the stira which is asked in the Rambam. That the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim and in Hilchos Tshuva says that Chassidu Umos Olam is Yeshem Chavon Haba, and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, when he talks about how Beis Din speaks to the prospective ger, so per gedalet halacha dalet, va'om lo have yodeh she'olam haba in otzofen el letzadikim, v'heim Yisrael. Again, va'om lo have yodeh she'olam haba in otzofen el letzadikim, v'heim Yisrael. So how do you reconcile that with what the Rambam says, that chassidut u'masalam z'yeshem chelek olam haba? So the answer is that the track, again, that it's a different track for Olam Haba, for Yisrael, than it is for Umos HaOlam. And Halacha Lemaisa, it's expressed in that by the Umos HaOlam, again, there's only seven mitzvahs, but they have to be nizra in all seven. And absent that, so they don't qualify as Chassidim Umos HaOlam. And that's what the Rambam, what they're telling the ger is that, again, a tzaddik, as distinct from a chassid, that track is only tzofon l'Yisrael. So the answer to our question as to, initially it was a question on the Rambam, but then we traced it back to the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah sort of digressing to tell us about when someone has a din Yisrael and when the mitzvahs of Ahavta Le'echa Kamocha apply is because, no, that's not a digression. It's B'toras Yisrael. It's not just as a yochid. It's B'toras Yisrael that the person is primed and positioned for Olam Haba. Al-Azeh Gufa on Udonim. Then the question how to integrate this, how to read this Rambam and integrate it into the following. That there is, if you take the Rambam Chosdeus for a moment, so Rambam has in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah kol adam lev was kol echad vechad miyisrael kegufo shenem v'havta l'echa kamocha. Lefichach tzach l'saper b'shvacha v'lochus al mamono, kamo shu chos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvar atzmo. V'hamiskabit b'klon chaveru ein l'chelek l'olam haba. So parenthetically, we spoke, I think, when we were looking at the Lashonos of Busha and Klima, and we saw how the Rambam will sometimes say that one can understand the chomer of a particular mitzvah or a particular iser by looking at one end of the spectrum. So, for instance, we saw that the Rambam says, in light of the fact that hamalbin pnei chaver b'ramz ein lechalav l'mhaba lefichach tzar lizayah even on busha. Right? Even though busha is something which is, busha is embarrassment, klima is humiliation, but since it's on the same spectrum, if at the end of the spectrum it's so choma that it's enel chalagam haba, so it tells you that anywhere on the spectrum is very choma also. So this Rambam is the exact same type of logic, right? Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, and in that context, he says that hamiskabit b'klon chaver is enel chalagam haba. It's the same point, that the same type of logic, right? If you want to understand just how chomor this mitzvah is and how nizer we should be on being mekayim, the mitzvah's essay of Avos Yisrael, so look at the extreme, at the end of the spectrum. It's the same type of logic. But that was parenthetical. So what does the Rambam say here? There's a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, and then the Rambam translates the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, gives us two applications. L'saper b'shvacho v'lochos al mamono. Because you're supposed to be chos al mamon Yisrael and kvod Yisrael the same way. A person's chos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvod atzmo. So the Rambam has two applications. Where did he get dafka these two applications from? So the Kesef Mishnah says the two Mishnayos and Avos of Yehi Mamon Chavelcho Chavelach Kishalach and Yehi Chavod Chavelcho Chavelach Kishalach. That's where the Rambam got these two examples. But those are the only two applications that the Rambam gives. Mitzvah kol adam levus kolecha v'yisrael kegufo shenema v'havta l'echa kamocha l'fichach tzach v'sape v'shvacho v'lochus al mamono. But then when you get to Hilchos Eivel in Perig Yudalid, take a look if you have it, we'll say. Perig Yudalid of Hilchos Eivel, Halacha Aleph. So here the Rambam has a whole list of what's included in Avos Yisrael. Mitzvus Eser shall devein levakach cholam ulanachem aveilim ulahotzi ameis ulahachnes hakala ulalavos ha'orchem alasak v'chotzor ke'akfura losis alakosev v'leilach lefona v'lisbor v'lachbo v'likbor v'chem nesameach ha'chosin v'hakala ulasa'adam v'chotzor ke'ahem ve'elu en gminos chosadam shevagufo she'en lahem shiyo. Afal pi shekol mitzvus elu midivreim hareim b'chal b'ahavta l'reach l'kamocha. Kol ha'dvam sh'ata rotsa sh'yasu osam l'cha acherim, asay osan ato l'achicha b'torah b'mitzvus. So the question, which is just such a glaring question, is why is there no allusion to any of these forms of chesed in Hilchos Deos? Right? When the Rambam presents Avos Yisrael in Hilchos Deos, he says lochos al mamono and lochos al kvodo. But all these, the levakel cholim, the nachem aveilim, lahutzi ames, lahafnes hakala, a whole long list of simchas chosin hakala. There's no remez to it here in Hilchos Deos. So the Chazal, the Pshat is as follows. This is like this. There's another difference between the two Rambams. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says, "Mitzvah al kol odim leov es kol echad ve'echad miYisrael." Kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. That's the lashon of Hilchos Deos. The lashon of Hilchos Eivel is asay osan ator lo achicha v'torah b'mitzvos. So the Rambam is telling us that there are two levels to the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. There's one level of the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael which applies to kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. But that is more limited. That's yehi mamon chavecha chavev alacha kishalach and yehi kvod chavecha chavev alacha kishalach. Then there's another level of Avos Yisrael which includes levake chol and nachem aveilim v'chulu, but that's bedavka for achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. Where did the Rambam get it from? So the Chavar is follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has in a couple of places when the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Torah means by the various misos bezden, the Gemara says, does it mean this or does it mean this? So the Gemara says, well, we should opt for the less gruesome form of death, because v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha b'rodo misa yafa. So if the pasuk could mean this, or the pasuk could mean that, so take what's less gruesome, because v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha b'rodo misa yafa. Okay, Mrs. Bezdin, we're not exactly dealing with one of the lamed buffniks, you know? The guy's is chai Mrs. Bezdin, and afu pichein, the Gemara's mefurish, that there's a mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Meidach, the Torah Tzmima has this on v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. If you take a look in the Avos de Abnosan, the Avos de Abnosan says, Halohu omer v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. Okay, it could be there's a little bit of, one second, I just want to see if I'm, is this really a raya? 1 second. Yeah, I think it is. You'll take a look. I think it's correct. Hello, Omer, v'havta l'echa kamoch ani Hashem. Ma tam ki ani? Ani b'rosiv. Ani berasav lechavodei ve'im osa ma'ase amoch amcha ata oavo ve'im lav iata oavo. So dafke ba'osa ma'ase amcha. I don't know, it sounds familiar that someone who's Chayav Mrs. Bezdin wouldn't have Avos Yisrael. So maybe this is where the Rambam gets it, Baal Kolponim, that's clear, that the Rambam has two levels in the mitzvah. Oh, but it goes deeper than that. The pshat is that, right, whenever you have a ben adam l'chaveru situation, that there's two potential machayvim. One machayiv is Ruvain's interacting with Shimon, so sort of what is Shimon machayiv on the part of Ruvain in terms of how Ruvain should relate to him, how Ruvain should treat him. But another machayiv is nothing to do with Shimon, just Ruvain's own midos is also a machayiv, nothing to do with what Shimon is deserving of. The honor he's deserving of being accorded, the dignity that should be upheld. No, in addition to Shimon as a Machayev, Ruvain's own midos are a Machayev. Oh, so the one's like this. So the Rambam holds these two different levels of Mahatul Echad Kamocha, they're two different Machayevim. The Machayev of Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael, regardless, even if he's not a Chicha V'Torah V'Mitzvos, Machayev isn't Shimon, Machayev is a Ruvain's midos. Well, that belongs in the Chazdeus. But the whole range of activities, that goes way beyond just treating people in a menschlicher fashion. That goes way beyond. That's where Shimon is the Machayev. That's when Dafka Al-Chichu B'Torah Mitzvahs, so that doesn't belong in the Chazdeus. So why do I put in the Evel? Put in the Chazdeus, apropos of Hotzah Sameis and Kvura, which is one of the examples of that level of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. L'chore, it's clear that that's the pshat in the Yad. L'chore, it's clear that that's the pshat in the Yad. The question is how we read these lines here, though. How do you integrate these lines here? Again, so let's read again here. V'chashi yu b'yad ha'odam kol eila yisodos ve'emunasa nochona v'hem. Nochona means is established, right? Nochon kisacha Hashem, right? Nochon doesn't mean that your throne is right. It means your throne is established. What's correct is rooted and established. V'amunasa nochona b'hem harayu nichnas b'chal Yisrael v'chayavim la'ava v'lochus olav v'chol ma'ash tzivan Hashem la'achva v'achva zemzeh. So v'chol ma'ash tzivan seems to be talking about more than Mamon Chavecha and Kvar Chavecha, right? V'chol ma'ashe tzivan Hashem ala Ava v'ach v'zem zeh. The Rambam continues, V'afilu osa kol ma'ashe yochem en averus machmas ha'taiva v'hizgabus ha'tava ha'garua harayu nenash kifi godol cheto v'yesh lo chelik. But then the Rambam goes on and he's talking about someone who l'chore is not a chicha b'torah v'mitzvahs. Right? The Rambam says, in theory, you can have someone who's so lazy, he hardly ever davens, he hardly ever puts on tefillin, doesn't bother getting rid of his chametz before Pesach. You get the picture. And the Rambam says that as long as that's just l'teyavon and it's laziness or whatever, it's not l'hachas. So hareu nenash kefi godel chato, he's not in an enviable position. Hareu nenash kefi godel chato, but nevertheless yesh lo chelek olam haba. But you certainly wouldn't describe that person as a chicha b'torah b'mitzvahs. So how did the Rambam see a shtim? How does this blend with what we saw in the Yad? You hear the question, Rav Asa? But it's clear that the pshat we said in the Yad is correct. It's not. When you have a question, sometimes you don't know which direction to go on the answer. Here, it's clear that the answer is to figure out what the Perashat Mishnayos means, because it's just too compelling that that's what it means in the Yad. So, Kemedumah, the answer is, I don't know, basically a question of not literally punctuating, but understanding the punctuation. Let's reread. B'chashe yiyu b'yad ha'odam kol eila ha'yesodos ve'amunasim l'chona b'han hareu nechnas b'chal Yisrael v'chayovim l'ava v'lochas ala v'chol ma'ashitzvano Hashem ala ava v'la achva zem zeh. So here the Rambam is talking about someone, he's an elechiyid. Then the Rambam says, he's avada, he has a chelek l'olam haba. He has a chelek l'olam haba, and he's also going to be on the receiving end of all the avas Yisrael, of all the mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. Then the Rambam says, va'afilu, the afilu is only in terms of the chelek l'olam haba. The vava chibur, you see it on the side, the va'afilu is on the yesh l'chelek l'olam haba. Afilu, that's, until now I wasn't describing this person. Until now, this dumb person who believes in the Yud Gimel Karim is also a person. There's a shomer Torah mitzvahs. Now, va'afilu, and even if, also, kol mashu yochum and averus machus hatavis gavus deva garua. So the Rambam says, well, afu pichein, it's still yesh lo chelek. But the va'afilu was not saying that, the afilu was not saying that he's still b'chlal, that chayovim lo'avo, v'lochus olav, v'chol v'ashe divon Hashem, alo av v'ach v'zem zeh. And that's what the Rambam goes on to say, v'umi poshe Yisrael. He's not a chicha b'tovim mitzvahs. So he'll qualify for Perek Vav v'filchus deyos. He'll qualify that the one who's doing kol mashe yochol, machmas ha-taiva, v'hiskabas ha-teva garua, so he'll qualify for what it says in Perek Vav of v'filchus deyos. Not because just how to read here. כבר הרחתי בדברים מאוד ויצאתי מעניין חיבורי, אבל עשיתי זאת כיוון שיש לי בתואלס באמונה, לפי שאספתי לך דברים רבים מועילים המפוזרים בחיבורים חשובים. So the Rambam's this retrospective is not only on the Yud Gimel Ikarim, it's probably on the whole Hakdama that we had here. When the Rambam says that Kvar Herachti B'Dvar Ma'od V'Yotzi Inyan Chiburi, it doesn't mean just in listing the Yud Gimel Ikarim. No, it means the entire, everything that we've learned until this point about Olam Haba, about what it means to be Oved Me'ava, etc. לפי שאספתי לך דברים רבים מועילים המפוזרים בחיבורים חשובים. Hatzlach bohem. Well, v'chazol dvaray elu palamim rabos. V'hizbonin bohem, hizbonin was tova. V'im hit aso uscha chavitzu scha. Shehivanta es inyonav mipam achas o me'esa. Hare yodei Hashem shehit aso uscha lashav. So, the Rambam addresses us, each one of us individually, and says, if you think that from learning this one or even 10 times, you understood everything, you, you're just wrong. But it's interesting. What does the Rambam attribute the mistake to? I don't know. So I would have thought it'll attribute it to Gaiva or something, no? But you think you're such a Baal Gaiva that you can you can grasp at everything. No, the Rambam attributes it to Charitzus. What are the other translations have? The same word? Imhit Asa Oscha. What is it that's misleading you? What are the Lipcha. Oh, Lipcha. It's like a different Mashmos. Anyone else? Any other? Miasiach and Lipcha Shehivanto, something to that extent? What comes after Yasiach and Lipcha?
Ki Yisagta.
Okay. Okay, so Lipcha doesn't really. So you don't have that Mashmos there. That's rather neutral in terms of what the source of the error is. But Charitzus is, I think, we usually translate as diligence, no? Charitzus means diligence. So the Rambam seems to be saying, I mean, you learned this and you want to go fight. And he says, no, there's a time for that. But here, maybe go back and go over it another, I don't know how many times, but more than 10. In this translation, that's the mashmos, right? But I'm saying, you know, maybe it's what ordinarily is a yetzer hatov, which is telling you, okay, you learned it. Now it's time to go back there. You know, there's more to learn. Even if it's coming from a place of chavitzos, from a place of diligence, a person should resist it in this context. ולכן אל תמהר בו, כי אני לא חיברתי כפי המזדמן. I didn't do this casually, by happenstance. אלא אחר הזבוננוס ויישו והשקופה בדיוס נכונוס ושאינו נכונוס. ותמצז מה שצורך להאמין מהם. והסתיוס בתיינוס וראיוס לכל עניין ועניין. מן השם אשר להדריכנו בדרך הישרה, ואחזור לעניין הפרק. Let me stop.